It's a great privilege to be able to speak and share on the topic of resurrection.
是一个何等大的特权，今天我们可以来谈到复活这个话题。
It's a tremendous privilege.
是一个极大的特权。
Because it's such good news.
因为这是一个何等美好的消息。
It doesn't feel like it, but it's been 30 years since I've been in this church.
对于我来说，好像觉得在这个教会30年一下过去的特别快。
And each time we visit this topic,It's such a joyful thing to do.
每一年当我们来思想，再次思想这个话题的时候，让我心里面觉得非常的喜乐。
In a sense, today is no more particularly special than any other day because we live in the reality of our Lord's resurrection all the time.
我们知道，其实今天对于我们这些基督徒来说，没有什么那么特别的，因为我们每一周都来纪念我们的主。
But we understand that the world has somehow mixed.Their pagan traditions into the holiday and their customs.
但是我们知道，现今的这个文化啊，把很多异教的习俗来融入到了这个节日当中。
As a form of distraction.
对于我们来说，好像是一种这个 distraction.
There's something to take their minds off of the true meaning of Easter.
就是让我们的这个脑海不能够一直定睛在耶稣复活的事上。
So just 2 days ago, we were riding our bikes in West New York, also known as Weehawken, somewhere near Weehawken.
我们前两天一起出去骑车，然后就在那个西边的纽约，然后在 Weehawken 那个地方。
We saw many waves of kids just doing their egg hunts with their parents.
我们看到有很多很可爱的孩子们，他们在跟他们的父母一起在那儿找彩蛋。
So it's a very common thing, and we don't take offense to it, but it does distract from the truth.
虽然我们觉得这可能并没有受到冒犯，但是这却让我们远离了纪念这个复活节的真理。
Over the last few weeks, while I was preparing and thinking about this topic again, I got curious about what others have said about the topic of death and resurrection.
在过去的几周，当我思想复活这件事情的时候，我就一直很好奇，大家对于这个问题是如何来看的？
So I thumbed through some popular conclusions throughout history.
那我就在人类的这个历史当中哈，读到了很多一些主流的流行的观点。
For example, there was a YouTube short where they interviewed that guy Neil deGrasse Tyson.
那在这个 YouTube 上面有一个短视频，当时采访了一个人，他叫做尼尔泰森。
And this is what he said, and I paraphrase.
那这个是他说的，我把它再复述一遍。
He says, I don't have any reason to think anything will happen after death, other than death.
他说，我觉得在死后不会发生任何的事情。
Because if you're 35 years old, you're not going to wonder to yourself, where was I 40 years ago?
他说，如果我现在35岁的话，那我就从来都不会想，哎，40年前的时候我在哪儿呢
？Why didn't I have any thoughts 40 years ago？
为什么我在40年前的时候我没有任何的想法呢
？He said, therefore, me no longer existing after I die is no different to me than my non-existence before I was born。
所以我死后我这个人不存在，跟我出生之前我这个人不存在是相似的。
In other words, he's saying death probably returns us to the same nothingness。As the time before we were born.
他说那死亡会让我们像我们出生之前一样回到那个从来无有的状态下。
There are some other pseudo-religious people or so-called sages or wise philosophers.
还有一些这些伪宗教或者说是智慧的哲学家，他们有一些观点。
One of them said, "Death is. I see only two possibilities with death."
有一个人他就这样说，他说我觉得啊。这个死亡无非是两者当中的一个。
First, it's a dreamless sleep, a dreamless sleep.
他说，要不然就是一个你从无梦的一个干睡。
He said he could really use a rest, and that sounds fine.
他说，我觉得让我能够长久这样一直睡下去很不错。
And also, and I don't know where he got this from. He said it's a passage to another life.
那另外一种的想法是觉得这是一个通往另一个生活的一个通道。
And in this life, we can hang out with other great minds in history, not with a physical body, but just kind of like in an ethereal way.
他说，那这种想法，他就觉得我们可以和以前的那些先贤那些圣人们，我们可以跟他有一些交通。
But either way, death is nothing to fear.
但是这两种观点，不论怎么样，他们都觉得死亡没有什么可怕的。
Another philosopher did some real good mental gymnastics, and he said this.
另外一位哲学家这样讲道。
And he said, if you think about it, in a sense, you and death are never present at the same time.
他说，我们这个人和死亡是永远不可能同时存在的。
So don't worry about it.
不用担心。
When death comes, you're already gone.
他说，当死亡来到的时候，你这个人已经不存在了。
So since this is all there is to life, you know, enjoy. Take satisfaction. Make your sensations as great as possible.
他说，如果那生命就是我们的全部的话，那我们就不如尽情享乐吧。
That's the YOLO mentality that we are more familiar with.
这个就是我们可能大家所熟知的及时行乐，或者说活在当下的这种理念。
One more. Another one said, he imagines he can have endless philosophical conversations with other people.
另外一种非常流行的主流的观点是说，当我们这个人死去之后，可以和这些哲学家有不间断的对话。
Well, I don't know how popular it was, but he said that we should spend our life looking after our mind, since that's the only part that we keep forever.
他说，我们应该在这个世上的时候要留意我们的心。
That was Socrates.
这个是苏格拉底的学说。
So, evidently, these are some of the wisest answers we have in history about what happens after we die.
那这当我学习之后，我就发现这是好像人类历史当中一些所谓的最有智慧的人他们所出来的结晶。
But honestly, if you're a scientist, whether you're a scientist or an influencer or some kind of great thinker in history,
那不论你是现代的科学家或者你是一个网红。
After all that thinking, their collective answer boils down to a resounding and a simple, I don't know.
其实他们的答案归究结底都是三个字，不知道。
Because if I was the one asking them, I would have gotten no answer whatsoever. Dead end.
如果要是我是一个可以去询问他们的人的话，那最终我会得不到任何的答案。
In the end,We have to admit nobody really understands death, life, and resurrection like our Lord Jesus Christ does.
那我们必须要承认，就是说，在这个世上没有任何一个人像我们的主耶稣一样，他能够懂得死亡、懂得生命、懂得复活。
The one who said, "I am the resurrection and life."
因为他是那位说我是复活、我是生命的人。
The one who did rise again from the dead.
他也是那位确实已经从死里复活的人。
The one who says, "Because I live, you live also."
他是那位他说，因为我活着，所以你们也可以活着的人。
In an effort to illustrate this, I want to break this down into three simple thoughts on why Jesus is the source of our answer for resurrection.
那今天我想从三点来分享为什么耶稣他是这个复活真理的一个源头。
One is because of what he did for others. Because of what he did for others.
第一点是讲到耶稣他为别人做了什么。
Secondly, because of what he did for himself.
第二点是耶稣他为他自己做了什么。
And third, because of what he will do for everyone.
那第三点是他将要为我们做什么。
So let's look at the first one. And we find this illustration in Matthew 9. Apologies to the AV guys. We're not settling on one passage today, so there may be a lot of...flipping through.
那我们第一个的话，我们要来先看这段经文在马太福音。那因为可能要有很多同行的经文。
This one particular story is recorded in Matthew 9, Mark 5, and Luke 8.
这段经文在马太福音第九章、马可福音第五章，还有路加福音第八章都有记载。
So this was a time when our Lord was in Galilee. He was healing the sick, preaching and teaching and fasting.
这是当我们的主他在加利利的时候，他在那儿传道教导，并且他在那儿教导禁食。
The Bible said before he finished talking, he was interrupted by a local synagogue leader who ran out to him.
说当我们的主他话音还未落的时候，就有一个当地的会堂里面的领袖打断了他的话。
Asked him to heal his daughter who was sick and possibly dying.
他来求耶稣来医治他的女儿，因为他的女儿马上就要死了。
A synagogue was like the gathering place for Jews, and a synagogue leader was a ruler of his local religious community.
那我们知道会堂是犹太人聚集的地方，那这个管会堂的人，他是当时在这个聚集当中的一个领袖。
This was a man then, no doubt, who had the respect of his neighbors.
那我们知道这个人他一定非常受他邻舍的尊重。
Jesus got up and headed to his house.
耶稣就开始起身往他家去。
Then Luke tells us halfway there, another person from his household came and told him, you know, actually Jairus, she's dead. Your daughter's dead. No need to bother the teacher anymore.
那当他们正走到一半的时候哈，这个圣经里面告诉我们，当时从这个管会堂的人家里面来了一个人，跟他说，你不要再劳烦夫子了。你的女儿已经死了。
Not to make light of it, right? That we can relate to that. We would be totally crushed if that happened to us.
我想我们每一个人，尤其我们做父母的，我们都能够特别体会那个心肠，我们的心一定都是非常的难过。
Jesus overheard and said this.
那耶稣听到耶稣说。
He said, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
耶稣说，不要怕，只要信。
Because he had said that if you can come and lay your hands on her, she will be healed.
因为当时他说，只要你把手能够放在他的身上，他就能活过来。
He might have heard his preaching. He might have seen or heard of his healing for other people, and he had some level of faith.
他可能听过耶稣的讲道，可能听过耶稣是如何曾经医治过别人的，所以他对耶稣有一些信心。
When they arrived at the house, there was a big commotion going on.
所以当耶稣到那儿的时候，就发现那边就是乱糟糟的一片。
We found there were flute.Players, there were people crying and wailing and moaning and groaning.
当时那有吹笛子的人，还有那些在那儿哭丧的人。
And no doubt mixed with some relatives and friends who were actually sorrowful.
那还有一些他们的家人和朋友是真的是为着这个小女孩的过世非常难过的人。
So they had people who, because our funerals are today are more somber, more quiet.But theirs was louder, and they literally hired people to cry.
那今天我们如果去一个追思礼拜的时候，我们知道都是比较肃静的。那个时候呢，他们会特别雇这些专业的哭丧的人去到现场。
So Jesus walked into what, mildly put, a very chaotic scene.
那所以我们可以说，耶稣当时到那儿的时候，是很混乱的一个场面。
And he said to everyone, "Go away, get out. The girl's not dead; she's asleep."
那当时他就跟大家说，他跟众人说，请众人出去。他说这个女孩不过是睡着了。
And and probably I would have too. They laughed at him.
所以这些人就觉得就嗤笑耶稣。
That tells you too, right? They were not actually sorrowful; they were just hired mourners.
所以我们就知道说，这些人他们不过是被雇来哭丧的，他们并没有真正为这个女孩觉得难过。
And they also knew what that meant, that the idea that he could reverse her death was ridiculous.
因为这种说他能够使死人复活的这种观念是非常的荒谬的。
But make no mistake, she was dead. She didn't swoon or pass out. Hours have passed. There was no breath.
不过这个女孩子她确实已经是死了，这件事情已经过去了几个小时，她不只是昏厥而已。
The word asleep is a word in the New Testament that's often used to describe death in a temporary sense.
那么睡着了这个词是在新约当中经常被用来描述人在这个暂时意义上的死亡。
Because God was going to raise that person.
因为神会使人再复活。
The Bible says, for example, many of those that sleep in the dust will rise, awake to righteousness.
比如圣经里面提到说，睡在尘埃当中的人，必有多人复醒。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians, for example, many of saints, because of their sin, have fallen asleep.
那在哥林多前书里面也说到，说有一些人因着他们的罪，他们就睡了。
So Jesus told everyone to leave except the girl's parents and three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John.
所以除了这个女孩子她的父母，还有她的三个门徒，有彼得、雅各和约翰之外，她就叫其他人都出去了。
And you see a great tenderness if you're reading the account by yourself. He went to the child and took her by the hand.
我们如果读自己读这段圣经的话，你就会看到耶稣是何等的温柔。他叫这些人出去以后，他拉着这个小女孩的手。
And it, Mark tells us he said, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
那当时他跟这个小女孩说，大力大，古米。那这句话的意思就是说，闺女，起来。
Some have suggested it was very important for Jesus to say, "Little girl," before get up.
他们有的人说这个非常的重要啊，就是为什么耶稣他必须要先提到说闺女要叫这个小女孩。
Because if he didn't, everyone would have rose from the dead.
因为如果他不提到这个小女孩的话，那可能死人全都起来了。
And it says immediately she got up and started walking around.
那这个小女孩当耶稣这样叫她的时候，她立刻就起来了，而且她可以行走。
Instant healing, no, no therapy, no medicine, no IVs.
No, sorry, 及时的医治，对吧？没有打点滴，没有吃药，没有治疗。
So when someone wants to know about death and dying, please don't go to the scientists.
有一些人当他们想到死亡或者是复活的时候，他们想，我们要去找科学家。
Don't go to influencers. Don't go to popular philosophers. You go to the one who has the keys of death.
这就是为什么我们不去，问那些哲学家或者问那些网红，因为我们要去找那位谁，他真正拥有死亡和阴间的钥匙。
The second time Jesus raised the dead was a little story in Luke 7, Luke chapter 7, in this Galilean town called Nain.
那第二次耶稣使死人复活是在路加福音第七章，在加利利的那边一个地方的小镇叫拿因。
Around verse 11, Jesus and his disciples came near the city gate where they saw a dead person, a dead man being carried out.
当他们在进城门的时候，看到有一个死人被抬出来。
It was the only son of a widowed mother.
他是这个母亲的独生的儿子，而且这个母亲她又是一个寡妇。
But long story short, right? He in his compassion said to her, "Don't cry," and said to the young man, "Get up."
他就蛮有怜悯的跟这个寡妇讲说，不要哭了。但是他也转脸跟这个年轻人说，少年人，起来。
And immediately he sat up and started talking.
那这个少年人他就立刻坐起来，然后就开始说话。
The people's response?
那人们是怎么反应的呢？
All terror and fear.
大家里面充满了惊奇和畏惧。
They didn't necessarily know who Jesus was, but they praised God.
他们可能不知道，那时候还不知道耶稣是谁，但是他们心里面在那里感谢神。
Because they know no one except God has power over life and death.
因为他们知道，没有人能够像神一样对于死亡，有权柄。
Now, third time.
第三次。
That Jesus raised the dead was our familiar story, Lazarus.
那第三次我想我们大家很多弟兄姐妹非常熟悉是关于拉萨路，他是拉萨路复活。
Found in the account in John 11.
在约翰福音第十一章。
You know, he was the brother of the three siblings in the family of Jesus' dear friends, next to Mary and Martha.
我们知道这一家里面他们是姐弟三人，而且他们是耶稣非常亲爱的朋友。
Lazarus has died when Jesus was away.
当这个耶稣在别处的时候，拉撒路他去世了。
In verse 11 of John 11, John 11, 11, he says, Jesus said to his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up."
那在这个约翰福音十一章十一节这里说，耶稣对他的门徒说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
See again, here he's treating death like a temporary thing.
所以他好像觉得，这个死亡只不过是一个暂时的事情。
By the time he arrived, Lazarus had been dead already 4 days.
当耶稣到那个地方的时候，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
The Jews had a tradition in their what's known as the Talmud.
在这个犹太人他们的塔木德里面有这样的一个认知或者习俗。
Talmud was like the interpretation of their Torah.
塔木德是对他们律法书的一个解释。
They think that when someone dies, right, their soul hovers over their corpse for 3 days.
所以他们的这个理解和认知是说，当一个人死了之后，他的灵魂会在他的身体上面大概徘徊有三天的时间。
Why 3 days? Because on the fourth day, the body starts to decompose, and you could to the point where you can't recognize who it is anymore.
为什么是三天呢？因为他们觉得说，在第四开始第四天的时候，这个人的身体就开始会降解，那这个灵魂好像就认不出来这个身体了。
I remember it was 2 or 3 years ago, we did a deep dive on this story, and someone made a point and highlighted that Jesus purposely stayed behind 2 extra days to make sure that Lazarus was dead.
那我们在两三年之前查经查到这关地方的时候，我们看到说耶稣真的是他特意在另外一个地方多待了两天才来到了拉萨路他们这个地方。
That sounds a little cruel, huh?
这听起来好像有点残忍，是不是？
But he said he did this to so he can demonstrate his power over death.
但是他这样做正是要证明他掌管了这个死亡和生命的权柄。
Let's turn to John 11:21, please, because we have here a very famous and profound dialogue between Jesus and Martha, Lazarus' sister.
那我们可以看一下，在这个约翰福音11:21这里，有一段是耶稣和马大的对话。
Let's read from 21-26 because it's so important.
我们可以一起来读一下，从21-26。
Alright, verse by verse. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died."
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
But I know that even now.God will give you whatever you ask.
就是现在，我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Martha answered, "I know he'll rise again in the resurrection the last day."
马大说，我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
See, she's been listening to Jesus teach, and she had an idea of the future resurrection.
所以她听过耶稣的教导，她知道有一天她的弟兄会复活。
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die."
耶稣对她说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
The same question can be extended to us.
这样同样的问题也来问我们。
And to prove it, he went to the tomb and he commanded open the tomb.
那去证明这一点，那他就到了坟墓那边，命令人把这个坟墓打开。
It's a very dramatic scene, but basically Martha couldn't handle it. She didn't want to see Lazarus dead.
这是一个非常有戏剧性的一个画面，好像马大还没有预备去看他这个兄弟的身体。
She said, "Lord, he, in King James, he stinketh. There would be an odor right now."
那在这个钦定本里面翻译，他是说，我的兄弟他的身子都腐臭了，腐烂了。
Please, Lord, we don't want to see our brother like that, covered in maggots.
我真的没有预备好去看我的弟兄是这个样子，可能身上都有蛆虫了。
Did you know maggots appear on corpses after 1 or 2 days, 24 to 36 hours?
那大概在一个人去世之后，大概可能24小时到48小时之内，身体它可能就会有蛆虫的出现。
I made the mistake of confirming this on Google Images.
我犯了一个错误啊，我还特别去网上查了这个图片。
Jesus said, said to her, "Didn't I say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?"
他说，耶稣对他说，我不是跟你说过吗？你若信，就必要看到神的荣耀。
Martha, I'm calling for your faith.
马大，我现在要要求你用信心。
So when they took the stone away, Jesus looked up and he prayed. He said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but for the benefit of the people here, they may believe you sent me."
所以当大家把这个石头挪开的时候，耶稣他就举目望天祷告，就说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
He wanted to connect himself to God the Father to show others that he is who he says he is, that he, they share the same essence.
他想让大家看到他就是神的儿子，他与神的本质是相同的。
So when he cried out with loud voice, Lazarus come out, he came out.
所以当他喊到说拉撒路出来的时候，拉撒路就出来了。
We've seen too many movies, okay, so this doesn't really do anything for us.
我们可能因为看过太多的电影，好像读到这儿的时候没有什么感觉。
But a dead person's bloating is gone.
但是我们可以想象一下那个画面，一个已经过世的人，他的那个浮肿就消失了。
Tissues that have broken down are remade.
那些分解的组织好像又重新再生长出来。
Fresh new blood pumps through the body and heart.
那些新鲜的血液又重新在他的身体里面流荡。
The discolored skin reversed back to normal.
那个失去血色的皮肤又恢复了正常。
No more maggots, no more insects.
他身体里面也不再有这些蛆虫。
If the person died with their eyes open, they have a thin film over their eyes. That's gone.
那他们眼睛里面的那个液体哈又重新修复。
The fluid inside is restored.
对，那个液体又重新修复。
And breath of life and new lungs are given to him again.
他又重新有了一个新的肺，他又重新可以再呼吸。
Among countless other things.
还有很多其他的无数的变化。
Really astounding.
真的是非常的惊人。
There's one more illustration. It comes to us in Matthew 27.
那在马太福音二十七章的时候，也有另外一段这样的经文。
This was when Jesus died on the cross, and when he died on the cross, several things happened.
那这是当耶稣他死在十字架上的时候，那个时候同时发生了几样事情。
One of those things, and I think it's a little underappreciated, is that.It says many bodies of saints that slept were raised and they came out.
那我们知道说当耶稣他断气的时候，那个时候也有一些人从死里复活。
We don't know if it was a dozen people or 100 people or thousands, but it was a mass resurrection that occurred when Jesus died.
我们知道，我们虽然不知道人数哈的数量，不知道是十几个、几百个，还是甚至上千个，但是我们知道那是一个非常大规模的复活，就发生在耶稣他断气的时候。
Evidently, they waited until Jesus himself rose from the dead, and then it says they appeared to many.
抱歉，那是发生在耶稣复活的时候，他们也都有出现了集体的复活。
So just you know.Risen people pouring into the city, maybe hundreds.
我们可以想象到那些复活的人，他们又重新的进入到那些城镇里面去。
You can imagine, right? Them maybe heading to their familiar homes. Someone opens a door. Great grandpa's there.
可能他们这个当他们到了熟悉的家的那个地方，哎，一打开门，哎，发现怎么是自己的曾祖父
？Someone who's been dead for.I don't know, 60 years.
可能有的人他已经过世了好几十年了。
Or if a widow, her husband suddenly comes home.
或者是对于一个守寡的妻子，如果她的丈夫突然出现在门口。
Hello, dear.
Hi, 亲爱的。
Can I have dinner tonight with you?
我们今天晚上可以一起共进晚餐吗？
It's a very difficult part to understand in Matthew, and I think there's no more explanation because the focus is not.What happened after they came out? It's on the fact that Jesus can raise one person, but also raise many.
那我想这一段的话其实是很难理解的，因为这一段经文记载的并不多。但是我想它的重点并不是在于这些人复活了以后他们去干了什么，而是在于耶稣不仅能够使一个人复活，而且耶稣能够使众人都复活。
If somebody worries about death and life after death.We go to the one who can reverse decay.
如果当我们一个人你要想要了解死亡和复活的时候，那我们一定要去找这位他能够扭转人的腐朽，而且能够创造新的这位主。
The one who created all things that ever was, and the one who, of course, he can create your new organs.
这位创造一切的主，这位可以创造我们新的器官的主。
As we just saw, that's exactly what he did for others.
那这是我们看到正是他为人所成就的事情。
Secondly,
第二点
We go to Jesus for answers because of what he did for himself.
我们为什么要找耶稣来想复活的这件事情，是因为耶稣他为他自己所做的。
So we know that Jesus died on Friday at 3 p.m.
我们知道耶稣他在周五下午三点的时候死在十字架上。
At the end of 3 hours of absolute darkness.
那这是在三个小时完全的黑暗之后所发生的。
Sabbath was Friday night to Saturday night.
安息日是从周五的傍晚开始，一直到周六的傍晚。
It's Sunday morning.
那现在是周日早上了。
It says the scriptures say Mary Magdalene and a handful of other women came to the grave.
那我们知道圣经里面记载，莫大拉的玛利亚还有其他的几个妇女，她们一起到了坟墓那里。
Out of their sympathy and love, they didn't remember or care about the resurrection, but out of their sympathy, they came to with spices to put spices on the body of Jesus.
他们到坟墓那里是因着他们对耶稣的爱，他们其实根本就好像没有想到复活这件事情，而且他们当时还带了这些香料，他们准备要去膏耶稣的身体。
They don't know that the tomb is closed.
他们也不知道说这个坟墓是被大石头给盖住的。
They don't know that it was sealed.
他们也不知道这个坟墓是被封条给封住的。
They didn't know that there was a platoon of Roman soldiers guarding the entrance.
他们也不知道那儿还有大队的罗马的兵丁在坟墓那里看守。
In fact, just before they arrived, there was a, I guess, localized earthquake.
那就在他们到那儿的时候，突然发生了大地震。
We know that it was an angel who caused it.
我们知道这是天使所做的。
He rolled back the stone and sat on it, the Bible says.
那当时天使把这个石头挪开，他们就坐在这个石头上。
The soldiers were, of course, terrified.
这些军兵们，罗马军兵们吓得魂不附体。
So terrified that they fell to the ground into like a coma-like thing.
那他们当时可能就完全瘫倒在地上。
Just fell flat on their faces like a sack of potatoes.
那他们好像倒在地上，像很多袋的这个土豆一样。
So the angel said to the woman when they arrived in verse 5.
所以在这个马太福音二十八章第五节的时候，天使对妇女说
，Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said.Come and see the place where he lay.
说不要害怕，我知道你们来寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。
Notice the angel did not roll the stone away to let Jesus out.
我们有没有看到这个天使他把石头挪开，不是为了要让耶稣出来。
The angel rolled the stone away to let others see inside.
他把这个石头挪开，是为了要让人能够看到坟墓的里面是空的。
Jesus needed no angel to come back to life.
耶稣他不需要天使，他就可以复活。
He already rose. He's gone.
他已经复活了，他已经不在那个坟墓里面了。
Because he said, I have the authority to lay down my life and authority to take it up again.
因为耶稣说过，说我有权柄舍去我的生命，但我也有权柄再把它拿回来。
Empty tomb.
那是一个空的坟墓。
Testimony of an angel.
还有天使的见证。
Also, his clothes were folded neatly.
并且他的裹尸布也是整整齐齐的就摆在那儿。
No violence, no evidence of a struggle.
没有暴力，也没有看过任何挣扎的迹象。
He appeared to 500 plus eyewitnesses over a period of 40 days.
在他复活以后，在40天之内，向超过500人显现。
The 11 disciples of his that remain all.Scattered when he was arrested.
那跟从他的十一个门徒，当他被捕之后，他们都散落在各处。
But then all of a sudden they turned into bold men who won't shut up about Christ.
他们好像一下子从胆小鬼一下变成了一个传福音的勇士。
Even to the point of being threatened with punishment.
甚至当他们被威胁的时候。
And you remember they said, whether it is right to listen to man or God, you decide.
所以我们记不记得他们说过，说听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合不合理，你们自己看着办吧。
The fact that Christ rose means he was right. He was telling the truth.
那耶稣他从死里复活，让我们知道他所说的是真的。
He is the same. He is the Son of God.
他就是神的儿子。
It means all the words on the pages of the Old Testament about the Messiah was true.
也让我们看到说，在旧约里面记载到关于弥赛亚的事情都成就了。
It means that we don't need to be afraid of dying.
也告诉我们，耶稣的复活也告诉我们，我们如今不用再惧怕死亡。
It also means that heaven is waiting for us.
他的复活也告诉我们说，天堂正在等着我们。
Because he says he leave to prepare a place for us, and he will come back and take us to be with him where he is.
因为耶稣说他去是要为我们预备地方，他来还要再接我们到他那里去。
That was John 14, and he prays about the same thing in John 17. I want my people to be where I am.
这是在约翰福音第十四章。那我们知道，在约翰福音第十七章的时候，他也说过，我在哪里，我要叫信我的人也在那里。
Also. If you're saved here this morning, you're not saved because the Jews and Romans rejected Jesus.
我们今天如果我们坐在这里，我们作为一个得救的人，我们得救并不只是因为这个罗马人还有犹太人他们弃绝了耶稣。
Nor are you saved because they designed and put a crown of thorns on his head.
那我们得救也不是因为他们做了这个荆棘的冠冕戴在他的头上。
It's not because they nailed him and ran a spear through his side.
也不是因为他们用这个长矛的枪来刺他的肋旁。
It's not even because he was nailed to the cross.
也甚至都不是因为他被钉在十字架上。
You're saved because when he was hanging on the cross,
我们得救是因为当他挂在十字架上的时候，
he bore the sins of all people.
他就担当了我们众人的罪。
And all the fierce wrath of God that should have fell upon you fell on the head of his only son.
所以神他自己的那个愤怒，以及对罪的那个恨恶，全都已经落在了他自己儿子的身上。
And the resurrection is proof that sacrifice was enough.
所以耶稣的复活也更是证明了他的这样的赎罪祭是完全充足的。
Verse 11 tells us some details about the guards' reaction after they woke up.
那在马太福音二十八章第十一节，也让我们看到了当这些罗马的军兵守着耶稣坟墓的人，他们醒来的之后，发生的一些事情。
So Pilate had commissioned a part of his squad or his soldiers to escort. And take care of this thing that the chief priests were doing.
因为当时这个比拉多他也派了自己的一些军兵去随行这个祭司长。
So when the soldiers woke up and didn't know what happened, they went to the chief priest, not the governor.
所以当这些士兵他们从昏厥当中醒来的时候，然后他们就去找到祭司长。
And they gave a report.
他们就有这样的一个报告。
They must have reported, "Oh yeah, we put the body in the tomb. Stone was rolled in, and we sealed it."
他们就说到说，哦，我们把这个耶稣的身体放进去了，然后我们把那个石头盖住了那个洞口。
We kept our watch all night, taking turns.
而且我们也在那儿，大家轮流来一直来把守这个坟墓的入口。
But suddenly there was an earthquake and a blazing angel standing there.
但是突然发生了大地震，而且我们看到了一个非常耀眼的光，有天使坐在那。
We were so afraid, we don't know what happened next. And when we woke up, the body was gone.
我们非常的害怕，当时我们就倒在地上，然后我们就不知道之后发生了什么。
The grave clothes were still there.
他的那个裹尸布还在那儿。
Perfectly naturally folded into one piece,
而且是非常完好的放在一个地方。
As if somebody calmly, deliberately got up and walked out.
好像是一个人他非常平静、非常从容的从这个地方走出去了。
Here we have the unbiased, calm.Testimony of Roman soldiers.
那我们就看到了这些罗马军兵，他们不偏不倚，而且一个非常平静的一个口述。
About the resurrection.
关于耶稣基督的复活。
They didn't anticipate anything to happen, and they have no reason to detail the supernatural.
他们没有预计这件事情会发生。
And the response of the Jewish leaders
那这些犹太人的领袖他们是如何反应呢
was that they fell on their faces and prayed for forgiveness for being boneheaded.
他们有没有马上就跪倒在地上然后请求神的赦免呢
Actually, they didn't do that.
没有
They gave the soldiers a large sum of money.
他们当时给了这些军兵一大笔的钱
Which is strange, right? Because a soldier who lost his prisoner paid with his life.
其实这是在当时非常奇怪的一个情况因为如果当时一个士兵你把你所看守的人丢了的话那你是要付上你自己的生命的
So instead, they did what was said in verse 13. They gave him a... They said, you are to say that his disciples came by night and stole him away when you were sleeping.
所以这些祭司长就教他们说，教这些军兵说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了。
You don't have to be a brain surgeon or rocket scientist to know that that's really stupid.
我们需要，甚至都不需要想太多，我们就知道这个想法真的是很荒谬。
How would you know what happened if you were asleep?
如果你在那儿你都睡着了的话，你怎么可能知道他的门徒把他偷走了呢？
The truth was they passed out.
那这个真相就是说他们当时因为有天使显现他们就昏厥了
So even the Jewish leaders they unwittingly in a very bizarre way gave testimony to the resurrection of Jesus
所以这些犹太人的领袖他们好像都在不自然不自觉之间他们给耶稣的复活也做了一个见证
Didn't even bother going to the tomb to check or look for an angel
他们甚至都没有说想要去这个坟墓核实一下或者去找一下这个天使
So some years ago, I think this was when John Wick 3 came out, that movie, John Wick 3.
这是大概在几年前，我不知道大家有没有看过那个电影，叫做《极速追杀》。
And Keanu Reeves, right, the main character, he was at an interview with Stephen Colbert.
那当时其中的一个人他要采访里面的一个主角。
So near the end of the interview,
在这个采访的结尾的时候
Colbert asked him, right, what do you think happens when we die, Keanu Reeves?
所以他就问这个基努说你认为一个人他死后会发生什么呢
He thoughtfully replied after a few seconds in his very likable way, I know the ones that love us will miss us.
他深思熟虑了一会儿然后想了想说我想那些爱我们的人他们一定会非常的思念我们
A very endearing answer that caused a lot of clapping
这在当时可能人们觉得这已经是一个非常感人的回答了很多人都为他鼓掌
But it was also a non-answer because he had no idea
但是其实这个回答也并非是一个回答因为这个人他也不知道死后会发生什么
So we can only ask the one that rose from the dead
所以我们只能够去问那位已经从死里复活的人。
So we have what Jesus did for others, what he did for himself, and finally, what he will do for all people.
那我们看到耶稣为别人所做的，我们看到耶稣为他自己所做的。我们现在要来看耶稣，他将要为我们做什么。
The Bible promises that one day in the future, maybe near future,
这个圣经应许可能在未来的某一天
Everybody who has lived in this earth will rise from the dead.
我们所有在地上活过的人，如果我们死了的话，我们都会从死里复活。
Not just Christians.
不光只是基督徒。
Good men, bad men, evil men.
好人、坏人、恶人。
Everybody.
所有的人。
Some into eternal presence of the Lord, and some to eternal judgment.
那有一些人他们是要永远在进入与主永远的同在当中那也有另外一些人他们要进入到永远的审判里面
Everyone lives forever
每一个人都会活到永远
And the Bible is crystal clear on this There's no mistake
那圣经在这一点上写得非常的清楚
The determining factor of course is what we do with Jesus Christ
那取决于我们去哪里的话非常的清楚就是我们与耶稣的关系
So if you're a gospel friend sitting here and, or this is your first time I urge you to answer the necessary questions
那如果你还没有信耶稣或者这是你可能第一次来听到这一些我希望你可以来思想一些问题
Was Jesus a liar and accidentally got himself killed?
那耶稣他会不会他是一个骗子，然后这个意外使他丧命？
Can't have been, because he stated many times that he was going to die and be raised.
这是不可能的，因为耶稣他多次在圣经里面说过，他要受死，并且他还要复活。
Or maybe he was crazy.
或者他只是一个疯子。
But if we listen to his words, we read his responses, we come to understand that no one could have spoken like he did.
那如果我们听过耶稣的话的话，我们就知道不可能，因为没有一个疯子会像他这样说话的。
Just like Chen Tian led us on Friday night, right? We sang that song. He first time he came as a suffering servant.
那就像这个周五我们所唱的那首诗歌，耶稣他第一次来，他是要做一个受苦的仆人。
Providing for a spiritual resurrection.
他要为我们的灵魂预备一个得救的道路。
Rising from the dead spiritually, our spirits made alive.
他要使我们的灵魂再次的复活。
The next time he comes.
第二次他再来。
All that are in the grave will hear his voice and come out.
所有在坟墓里面的人都要听见他的声音，并且活过来。
So the question, even for us Christians to ourselves, right? Do we really believe that we will rise like that?
我们甚至这个问题也是问我们这些已经信主的人，我们相不相信主的这个话？
A physical, literal resurrection.
一个非常实际的，一个非常我们的身体要复活。
Remember, Jesus even went as far to eating in front of his disciples, right?
我们还记得说，耶稣他复活以后，他甚至与门徒一起吃。
They gave him I think it was a broiled fish, so to prove not because he was hungry, but because to prove that this is a physical glorified body that he got.
那当他复活以后，他还给过他的门徒有烤鱼，那不是要。不是因为他饿了，是因为要真的证明他真的有一个实实在在的身体。
And for the first time in history, a man, when he ascended into heaven, a man entered into heaven.
这是在人类的历史上第一次有人能够升到天上。
He turned the knob to open the gates into heaven.
他好像开启了那个通往天堂的大门。
Not by grace of anyone else.
不是因着恩典
，but by his own virtue, his own righteousness，
而是靠着他的自己的美德和他的公义。
Where he succeeded, everybody else failed, including Adam.
那包括像在亚当并亚当之后的人全部失败了，但是只有他可以进去。
So we have the what's known as the God man.
这是让我们所知道的，耶稣就是这位神人。
He's still truly God.
他还是完全的人。
But it's also different now that he, for a man, is in heaven on our behalf.
那现在他又成为了一个完全的人，来为我们作为一个榜样，进入到了天上。
Who rose from the dead? He's glorified, physical body still somehow, with scars on his hands and sides.
那我们知道他是从死里复活，并且他有一个荣耀的身体，我们还能够看到他手上和他脚上的这些伤痕。
We have to be amazed by the fact that he stooped to our level.
我们要何等的惊叹，他居然能够俯伏迁就到我们的这样的地步。
It's a marvel of marvels.
这是一个让人非常惊奇的事情。
It's also the greatest demonstration of love that we will ever know.
也是神向我们彰显他极大无比的爱。
So how should we respond?
那我们每一个人，我们应当如何来回应他的爱呢？
So listen again to his words to Martha.
那我们再来听一次耶稣对马大说的话。
I am the resurrection and the life.
复活在我，生命也在我。
The one who believes in me will live, even though they die.
信我的人虽然死了。也必复活。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。这话你信吗？
So we thank the Lord for providing all of these things for us.
我们感谢主把这些赐给我们。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you because you are the way, the truth, and the life.
主要我们感谢你，因为你是道路，是真理，是生命。
Everything we need to know about life, death, and resurrection, it's bound up in yourself.
主啊，我们所想知道的关于死亡、关于生命、关于复活一切的事情，都在你的里面。
We thank you for that.
我们感谢你。
We also thank you that the door to heaven is wide open.
我们感谢你，今天的天堂的大门向我们敞开。
And that you have spelled out what we must do.
主啊，你也清清楚楚地在圣经里面写明了我们所需要做的是什么。
What a complex thing that you went through, that you went to the extreme to deliver us.
主啊，我们真的是何等的感叹，你经历了这一切，主啊，为着是要来拯救我们。
But for us, it's so simple. We just submit, repent, and believe.
主啊，对于我们来说又是何等的简单，我们只不过是需要来接受你，我们需要悔改，我们也需要相信你。
If there are any here that do not yet know you, have not yielded their life to you, we ask that you would draw them to you.
主啊，我们是在向你祷告。如果在这里还有任何人还没有认识你的，主啊，求你能够来亲自的来就近他们。
To find the truth, to learn the truth, and to delight in the truth.
帮助他们能够认识真理，能够知道真理，并且在真理里面喜乐。
And for your own children, may you give us more thirst for righteousness.
主啊，愿你也保守我们这些已经相信你的人，让我们能够在你的意中，我们来渴慕你。
In light of your graces.
主啊，在你的恩典当中，我们来感谢你。
We thank you for our time, and we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.